Blog Talk Radio.
Because it is 24/7 praise and worship. And we are just worshiping God, the Almighty God, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. We worship him day and night, 24 elders bow before him. Everyone is just worshiping God. That's what it is in heaven. And we need to learn it right now. Learn to worship God 24/7. Because God knows your need. He knows your problem. He knows what you're going through. It's not that we don't pray. It's not that we reject prayer. It's not that we're not going to pray. We're already praying. But he knows your need. A songwriter says, he knows my name. A songwriter. He says, he sang a song. He says, God knows my name. God knows your name. God knows your address. He knows, he has your phone number. He has your email address. He has your bank account. God knows you and knows where you are. He's your creator. He's your maker. He's the one you should hook up to and look unto him, the author and finisher of your faith. Hallelujah. Y'all welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, presenting the Rhema Bible class online. Today we're going to be talking about the intercessor. Many of you are watching us on link.com. That's good. As many people that want to come in through link, I see a lot of people are coming through link.com, LinkedIn. It's okay. You can still come through LinkedIn or Facebook or YouTube or Twitter. You can come in through any of the social media. You just join us from any part of the world. You are all welcome. And I tell you, God is going to do you good today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're going to be talking about the interceding Christian, the intercessor, the interceding Christian, very important topic. I remember Reverend Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin, he always emphasized this aspect of the teaching, the interceding Christian. In fact, he wrote a book on the interceding Christian. And of course, the interceding Christian is the intercessor. We're going to be talking about the intercessor, which is also the interceding Christian. Very important. God is looking for prayer warriors. People who will pray and intercede and travail and prevail in prayers, operate and push. Pray until something happens. Operation push. You pray until something happens. Luke chapter 18, he said, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Some people are fainting because of what they are seeing. All kinds of issues, all kinds of problems, all kinds of things that are happening for the first time in the history of this world. There was so much flooding, flash flooding in so many nations, so many countries experienced flash flooding, so much flooding. Apart from the days of Noah, there has never been flooding like this. You know, a whole community, whole nature will be covered with water. And they have to struggle to come out. Some have died in the flooding and so on. These are terrible things, end-time events. Jesus mentioned all these things in Matthew 24, talking about the end-time. A lot of things going on. The inflation is still there. The politicians are trying to cover it up. They said there is no inflation. But any investor in the market, you see there's inflation. Politicians, they are very good liars. They tell you there's no inflation, there's no economic recession, there's no this and body. But go around, just move around. You will see that it is the opposite. Liars. All liars. we have that part in the lake of fire. You know, we shall not lie, we shall speak the truth, but God always see us through. Doesn't matter what is going on, we just look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We are not living by what the newspapers are saying. We are not living by what politicians are saying. We are not living by what we see around. We are living by the word of God. I'm not moved by what I see. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I hear. Hallelujah. I'm only moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm only moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I hear. Hallelujah. I'm not moved by what I say. Hallelujah. I'm only moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm only moved by the word of God. Hallelujah. Will you be moved by the word of God? Don't be moved by circumstances, by things that are happening around you. You just hook up with the word of God, the Rhema, the Logos, the word of God. Jesus is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Hook up with God's word, and you will flow through, and nothing will hurt you and harm you. You are in Christ, and Christ in you, the hope of glory. As we get into 2023, we are going over to the other side. We are not going under for going over. We are going over for going under. So whatever is happening, we don't care. We are just flowing with Jesus, flowing across to 2023. Triumphantly, gloriously, and victoriously, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we're going to be talking about the intercessor. Who is an intercessor? An intercessor is one who prays on behalf of others. One who prays, you know, sacrificial prayer. One who is not praying selfish prayer. A lot of people want to pray for themselves alone. It's about me, 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 me. They are so full of themselves, always praying for themselves and their families alone. They are not concerned about others. This is not fair. God wants you to pray for others as well. You remember the book of Job? Job 42 verse 10. Job 42 verse 10, it says, God turned around the captivity of Job. After he prayed for his friends, Job chapter 42, verse 10. The book of Job chapter 42, verse 10. Say, God turned around the captivity of Job only after Job had prayed for his friends. He prayed for others, and God intervened in his own situation. See, Job prayed for others, and God intervened in his own situation. So what you make happen for others is what God makes happen to you. The seed you sow is what you reap. Job was very busy praying for other people's needs to be met. And then God, in return, you know, multiplied the seed to Job. Job, you have sowed a seed by praying for others to be healed. You are praying for others to be blessed, even though you are going through a lot. You know, Job, you have prayed for others. And then the Bible says God, you know, healed the situation of Job. God healed the situation because he prayed for others. This is very important. The intercessor is one who prays for other people for their needs to be met. Intercession, therefore, is praying for others. Intercession is praying for others. And man of God, you welcome. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Bishop.
Yeah, we thank God.
Amen.
Yeah. So, yeah. The intercession is one who is praying for others. That's the intercessory ministry. And of course, Jesus is an intercessor because the Bible says that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. Okay? Jesus, right now, Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. Romans chapter 8, verse 34. Please, could you read Romans chapter 8, verse 34? Jesus is an intercessor. He prays for others. You know, Romans chapter 8, verse 34. You find Romans chapter 8, verse 34?
Romans chapter 8, verse 34.
Yes.
Who is he that condemneth? Christ that dies. Yeah, rather. That is risen again. Who is even at the right hand of God? Who also maketh intercession for us? Amen.
Amen. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, his people. See, so Jesus is an intercessor. Even the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is an intercessor. Says, we know not what to pray for, but the Holy Spirit gives us utterances. And we pray in another tongue. The tongue of the Holy Spirit helps our infirmities. You know, praying through us. You know, so the Holy Spirit is an intercessor also. There are so many examples of intercession in the Bible. We want to start with Moses. Moses played a very big role of intercession in Exodus 32, verse 9 to 15. We're not going to be able to read all that. Exodus 32. Verse 9 to 15, you see Moses interceding for the people of God, the Israelites, because they are backsliding, they worship other idols, God is angry, God is trying to smite all of them, but Moses intervened. Also, you read about that in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 14 to the end. It's the same story repeated in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 14 to the end, where God was angry with Israelites for worshiping other idols and, you know, worshiping other idols, and God was angry. And God said, Moses, get out of the way. I'm going to smite these people. That they are a stiff-necked people. Please read Psalm 106, verse 23. Psalm 106, verse 23. Yes.
Psalm 106.
Moses, yes. Yes.
Therefore, he said that he would destroy them. Had not Moses his chosen stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. Amen.
Amen. Referring to Moses as the one who interceded for the people, that they might not be destroyed. So Moses was a very practical example of an intercessor. Abraham was another one. In Genesis chapter 18, you see Abraham interceding for the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. And you know how evil those cities were? And God was angry with those cities. They were homosexuals and lesbians, practicing all kind of immoral sex and uncleanliness. You know, sexual and all kinds of immorality in Sodom and Gomorrah. God was angry, and he decided to destroy the whole of Sodom and Gomorrah. But Abraham kept praying until Lot and his wife and family were saved. The Lot looked back behind and became a pillar of salt. Today, some people are still living like people of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous to live like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, because you are inviting God's anger. You are inviting God's anger. If you live like people of Sodom and Gomorrah, you are inviting God's punishment, God's judgment on you. People of Sodom and Gomorrah, in Genesis chapter 18, the Bible says they were, you know, sexual perverts. You know, homosexualism and lesbianism and all kinds of sexual perversion, inordinate affection, immorality. Genesis chapter 18, people of Sodom, and God was angry. And God wanted to destroy the whole of Sodom. And of course he did, because only Lot and his wife and children got saved. And today, people are still doing what Sodom and Gomorrah did. And this is why it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous when you do what the people of Sodom and Gomorrah are doing. It's very dangerous. You are endangering yourself, your life. Anything can happen to you. See, people are inviting judgment upon their life. They are inviting the anger of God upon their life. All kinds of evil. We don't have to go that route. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness exalts a nation. The soul that sinners shall die. Immorality is not where we should be going to. Unholiness, uncleanness, these are not the ways of God. These are the broad ways that lead to destruction. But narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And very few are finding it. I'm praying tonight. May you find the narrow way that leads to eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ, Sodom and Gomorrah, way is not the way that leads to eternal life at all. It's not the way at all. It's the way of judgment. It's the way of inviting God's anger. That's not good for us. No, that's not good. That's evil. And in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, it signifies that the Apostle Paul was writing to Timothy. And I made this exhortation, say, I wish that we all pray for those in authority. Please, let's read 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4.
Timothy chapter 2.
Yes.
Verse 1 to 4. First Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 to 4.
Yes.
I thought therefore that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be safe and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Amen.
Yes. Yes. So, that first of all, supplication, prayers, and intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for those in authority. This is very important. If you don't pray for these people, they are going to make mistakes. You know, the devil is going to enter their hearts and they're going to mislead people. What do you think Adolf Hitler was thinking about when he woke up one morning and decided to gas over 2 million Jews, gas them to death? You think the Spirit of God was speaking to him to do that? No. That's not the Spirit of God. God didn't come to steal, kill, and the devil came to steal, to kill and destroy. Okay, look at Putin, Vladimir Putin now, in bombing Ukraine and trying to kill the people there and all. You think the Holy Spirit is speaking to him to do that? No, the devil, the demon, Satan has entered his heart, and he's doing all those things. God didn't tell him to do that. See? So the scripture says, pray for those in authority that they might lead the people rightly. You know, all these leaders, if we don't pray for them, the devil is going to tell them what to do. And when the devil starts telling them what to do, the whole country has been misled. You know, pray for those in authority. Pray for all men to be saved, interceding, intercession. There's so much specific prayers. Jesus prayed when he was on earth. He prayed for the church. Jesus prayed in John chapter 17, from verse 1 to the end. Jesus Christ was praying for the church. He said, sanctify them by thy word, for thy word is truth. The whole of that chapter, Jesus was praying for the church. One time, Jesus and his disciples were sitting, and Jesus called Peter. He said, Peter, Satan had wanted to sift you like wheat, but I prayed for you. That's an intercessor. Oh, yes, Jesus Christ and his disciples, they were sitting together. All of a sudden, Jesus said, Peter, you know what? Satan wants to sift you like wheat. Satan wanted to end your life. Satan wanted to kill you, but I prayed for you. That's an intercessor. An intercessor does not pray for himself alone. An intercessor is praying for others. And as you are praying for others, you are sowing seed like Job. Like Job, you are sowing seed. God multiplied that seed back into your life. Because Job, look at Job 42 verse 10. Job 42 verse 10, he say, Job prayed for his friends, and God turned the captivity of Job. Let's read it, please. Let's read it. Job 42 verse 10. You see?
Job 42
verse 10. Yes. After 42. Job prayed for his friends, then God turned the captivity of Job around. Job 42 verse 10.
And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Amen.
Yes. See? So intercession is a seed. You are sowing in the lives of others. As you are interceding for them, you are praying for them, you are sowing in the lives of others. And God multiplies it back to you in the form of your own captivity being turned around. This is very important. Because sometimes I listen to prayers, selfish and greedy prayers. I hear this every time. You know, people pray, you know, pray for themselves and their families alone. They are not concerned about somebody else. That is the reason why their prayers are not answered. Their prayers are not answered because it's selfishness and greed. You know, James chapter 4, he says, from whence cometh wars among you? It comes because you ask and you ask amiss that you might consume you upon your own loss. One of the best prayers in the Bible is the prayer of King Solomon. As soon as Solomon became a king, the first prayer he prayed, he said, Lord, you know my father David has died, and now I've been made a king. And then Solomon said, you know that I'm a youth, I didn't know much. Then he hid the name. King Solomon said, give to me thy servant, thy wisdom, that I will be able to know how to lead your people. That was the prayer of Solomon. It is one of the best prayers in the Bible. He said, God, give me thy wisdom that I understand that I will be able to know how to lead your people in the right way. Then the Bible says, and this prayer, please God. This particular prayer, please God. That's what the scripture says. I was shocked when I was reading this. This is the prayer that pleased God. I said, what? So many prayers are prayed in the Bible. This is the only prayer that pleased God? Yes, this is the only prayer that pleased God in the Bible. He said, and God was really happy that Thelma could pray a selfless sacrificial prayer. God, give me that understanding that I will be able to know how to lead your people in the rightful way. He wasn't praying a selfish and greedy prayer. I hear every day, selfish and greedy prayers. You know, people are praying and God is not answering those prayers. Then God says, Solomon, you know what? You have just touched heaven with your prayer. You just opened the gates and the windows of it. You have just touched heaven with your prayer. Solomon, listen. Not only am I answering this prayer, I am going to grant unto you even those things that you didn't ask. Wealth and riches and gold and silver and everything you need, whatever is for you because of this your selfless prayer. Solomon received everything. And that was how Solomon became the richest man on earth. In the days of King Solomon, there was no king like King Solomon, because he prayed a selfless prayer. He was praying God to help him lead the people in the rightful way. He was not asking for the lives of his enemies. He was not asking for physical things and monies and wealth and riches and gold and silver. He was asking for spiritual gifts with which he will lead the people in the rightful way. How many of you pray those type of prayers? Today, the prayer is, God, kill my enemies. God, kill these people. God, kill that person. God, kill. Is that what Moses prayed in the Bible? Moses was telling God, God, please don't destroy this nation of Israel. Even if they fail you, God, please stop. Jesus said, Lord, forgive them for they don't know what they are doing. Then Stephen, while he was being stoned to death, he said, Lord, hold this sin not against them. See, those are the type of prayer in the Bible. But today, the prayer I'm hearing every time, everywhere, God, go and kill those people. God, go and destroy them. God, go and kill my enemy. God, go and... So it's about enemy. enemy. They are always praying about enemy. Sometimes they are the enemy of themselves because of the way they are doing. Eh? Enemy. Every time Christians gather to pray, they are praying about enemy. Is that the only problem? Enemy. Where did those enemies come from? All kinds of mockery prayer. And God said, Solomon, this is the best prayer that ever was prayed in the Bible. And God answered immediately and even granted his heart desire. And even those things he never asked for, God added everything back to him. See, may you be like that in Jesus' name. May you pray like that in Jesus' name. May you pray like that. May every one of us pray like in Solomon, selfless prayer, interceding prayer, interceding for the people, intercessory prayer for God to reach out to humanity, to mankind. Yes, those are the prayers God will respect. How about Esther? In the book of Esther, chapter 4, you see the story of Esther and Mordecai and King Ahasuerus. And Haman has gone to plan death for all the Jews. Haman has gone to plan the evil. And they are always planning evil against the Jews. And they don't know the danger in that. Those are the people of God. God has chosen them, and you can't do anything about it. So the Jews first, and then the Gentiles. The devil hates them, and the devil don't want to see them because God lost them. That's okay, but you can't do anything because God has his own program, has what he's doing, so you can't change God's mind. So Haman once again had planned to eliminate all the Jews. And the plan was already in progress. Esther didn't know about it. So Mordecai got a wind of what was going on. And Mordecai called Esther and said, Esther, it's like you are floating. You don't have an idea what is going on. Haman has planned to eliminate all the Jews. And you are not doing anything about it. So Esther said, what? So that what is going on? Yes, that's what is going on. Haman has planned to eliminate all the Jews. So Esther chapter 4, verse 16. Please read Esther chapter 4, verse 16. Esther chapter 4, verse 16. Read it for us, please.
Esther.
Chapter 4, verse 16.
Chapter 4, verse 16. Go gather together all the Jews that
yes.
I represent Shaham, and fast
yes.
ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maiden will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish.
Yes, that's Esther. And when she heard of the plans of the enemy, she knew it's not going to be a carnal battle. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, for they are mighty, for they are mighty. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, for they are mighty, through the Holy Ghost. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty, for they are mighty. For they can pull down the strongholds of the enemy. For they are mighty through the Holy Ghost. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to be pulling down of strongholds. Esther knew it's not going to be a physical battle. We need to operate in the realm of the spirit. So Esther formed a team of prayer warriors, intercessors, and prayer leaders and prayer warriors came together. They began to fast and pray. Fasting and prayer is another very powerful type of praying. We have various types of praying, prevailing prayer, intercessory prayer, fasting and prayer, and so many types of prayer. But fasting and prayer are very powerful. Because when you ask fasting to prayer, it goes a long way. Oh, yes, it goes a long way. So they combined fasting and prayer for 3 days. They were not going to eat food or drink water. That's very serious. And God turned the captivity around. God intervened and interfered. It was Haman and his people that died in their own gallows. But Esther and her group and her people, they got saved. That's what intercession there does. You know, Esther had to intercede for the whole nation of Israel. Can you imagine? Just one little girl and a team. She formed a team. Just one little girl was able to pray down the presence and the power of God to deliver a whole nation. A whole nation. But last week we were talking about God is looking for one man. God is looking for one man. I sought for a man to fill the gap, and I found none. God is still looking for one man, one woman. God is looking for one boy, one girl, who will fill the gap and stand in the place of prayer and intercede and travail and prevail in prayer. Until Jerusalem becomes a praise on earth. May he find you. May God find you. May God find you. May God find you. And that is our special. You are that Esther of today. You are the Daniel of today. You are the Joseph of today. Oh, yes, you are the Job of today. You are the one who will intercede and travail and prevail in prayer. Until Jerusalem becomes a praise on earth. Yes, operate on push. Pray until something happens. That's operation push. Pray until something happens. See? God is looking for one boy, for one girl, for one man, for one woman. Elijah was only one man. Prophet Elijah was only one man. And through his prayers, the whole nation was torn right about town. Because they were worshiping idols and worshiping God. No, you can't worship idols. Elijah, Prophet Elijah said, let us know which God is the true God. And through the prayers, the intercession of Prophet Elijah, look at the book of James. Say, Elijah was a man like you, and he prayed, and interceded, and intervened. And what he said was what happened. May you be another Elijah, Elijah of this generation. May you be the Prophet Elijah of this generation who will save the whole nation. The whole nation turned back to God as a result of a praying man, a praying woman. Whole nation, God saved. Let me tell you this. God is not looking for a crowd of people to use. God is looking for one man. Look at it. Ezekiel 22. Can you read? Please read Ezekiel 22 verse 30. Read Ezekiel 22 verse 30. God is looking for one man. One boy, one girl, somewhere. Yes, Ezekiel 22 verse 30, yes. Ezekiel 22 verse 30.
Ezekiel 22 And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy, that I should not destroy it, but I found none.
God sought for a man that will stand in the gap so that he will not destroy the nation, and he did not see anyone. In the case of Moses, Moses was available. So Moses interceded, and a whole nation, God saved. God didn't destroy the nation because Moses interceded, and then God changed his mind. God didn't destroy the nation. But in this case, God is looking for a man, looking for a boy, looking for a woman, looking for one soul who will be faithful in the place of prayer, who will pray for selfless prayers, on sacrificial prayer, intercessory prayer, intercession with fasting, just like Esther did, so that God can intervene and interfere in the affairs of men. God can rule in the affairs of the nations of the earth, bringing solution, bringing peace and joy and love to our nations. We have so many problems today all over the world because the intercessors are no longer there. Everybody is trying to get rich. People are very busy around the clock, working day and night, trying to make ends meet, working. They're very busy with every other thing except prayer and intercession. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous man, righteous woman, availeth much in the sight of God. God is looking for a man. God is looking for a... I began to wonder, why would God be looking for people when there are people all over the place? Yeah, because look at Ezekiel 22, verse 30. Say God is looking for someone to use in place of prayer and intercession. I strive for a man to fill the gap and I didn't see no one. A songwriter wrote a song, no one, no one, no one, no one. Now God is saying, I didn't find anybody. There's no one to feed the gap. No prayer intercessor, no intercessor. And it is the reason there's so much problem in the world today because intercessors are not there. They are not playing their roles like Esther. Daniel interceded until the whole nation was released from 70 years of captivity. The book of Daniel, chapter 9, Daniel, chapter 10, the book of Daniel, chapter 9 and chapter 10. You see, Daniel interceded. He prayed for his nation as if he committed his sin. He confessed his sins of that nation. He confessed his sin as if he, Daniel, is the one who committed the sin. So he put himself as the one, as if me, Daniel, I'm the one who did all these things. So God have mercy. So Daniel pleaded with God. Interceded and travailed and prevailed in the place of prayer. And heaven came down. The whole nation was delivered from 70 years of Assyrian captivity. Some of the problems we see today, very serious problems all over the world, all these problems are solvable. The problems that we are seeing now all over the globe, all over the, look around the world, there are so many problems. All these problems are solvable by prayer. But who is going to pray? Nobody. Nobody is going to pray. Everybody is very busy. The church is like entertainment. Entertainment is not free. Entertainment to entertain people. And you have these people in the place of prayers and intercession. And even if they pray, they are praying for their own selfish ends. They pray for themselves and their family. They don't pray, you know, they don't reach out with their prayers. Their prayer is, God, give me this and give me that and give me this. Selfish and greedy prayer. But God does not answer. Those prayers have no place in the kingdom of God. And so there are so many problems today because of lack of prayers and intercession. No prayer warriors. God is looking for a man. God is looking for that woman. God is looking for that boy. God is looking for that girl. Whereas people are everywhere. But we didn't see the faithful people, sincere people, who will go into the place of intercession and draw down the hand of God Almighty. Second Chronicles 7, verse 13. Please read Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. Yes, Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 13 and 14.
If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, if I command the look devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people who shall call by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Amen.
Yes, God said, if I shut up heaven, if nothing is working, if there's no way out, there's no solution, there is drought, there's famine, there's hunger, there is inflation, economic recessions, insecurity, and all the global problems we see today, the conflicts and the confrontations all around the world, if you see all those things, there is a way out. Where is the way out? Verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. The problem is not God. The problem is human beings. If my people shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, because we have to turn from our wicked ways. When we turn from our wicked ways, then God said, I will hear from heaven, and then I will heal your land. God is very, very willing to heal our land, heal our nations, heal our people, heal all the conflicts and confrontations we see today. God is very, very willing to heal and bring solutions to all the problems in the world today. Jesus is the answer. Christ is the answer. God is very willing. But have we turned from our wicked ways? Turn from your wicked ways. Nobody wants to turn from their wicked ways. And they want God to heal the land. God is not coming yet until everybody repents and turn from their wicked ways. There's too much wickedness, evil. And this is what happened in the days of Noah. In the days of Noah, Bible says that God looked to the earth. When God looked to the earth, he saw that the heart of people was filled with evil continually. Oh yes, that's the book of Genesis. See, when I read those scriptures, I say, God have mercy upon us. Huh? The days of Noah, that was what happened. He said, God looked to the earth. When God looked into the earth, he found out that the heart of people was filled with evil continually. And God was angry. I'm not going to stop this. This is not for me. And God told Noah, make your ark. I'm going to destroy the whole earth. The whole earth. And 120 years. Noah was preaching repentance, salvation. Noah was preaching righteousness. Noah was preaching, telling the people to turn from their wicked ways, but nobody will repent. Rather, they made mockery of the servant of God. And then God told Noah, after 120 years of preaching, nobody repented except Noah and his wife and his children and their husbands. So God said, Noah, it's enough. Now get into the ark, you and your family, and get into the ark. Then the Bible says God locked the doors of the ark and locked the windows. So Noah and his family and those animals, they were in the ark. And then the Bible says rain began to fall. Rain began to fall on earth. Water started covering the whole earth. You see the flooding you have seen today is a warning. Hey, this flooding you are seeing in the newspaper, in the media, in the radio, TV, and you see the news, flooding. Nations are being flooded. Flash, flooding. Flooding of these nations. So many nations being flooded right now. It's a warning there. It's a warning there. It's a signal. The Almighty God, it's a consuming fire. If you will not come from your wicked way, God will destroy everything and he doesn't owe you an apology. God will smash everything to pieces. He does not owe you any apology at all. Not at all. And water began to come down from heaven. And water came down from under the earth. And then water came down from heaven and filled the whole world. And then water came from under the earth and then filled the whole earth. Only Noah and his family were in the ark. So when I see the flooding I've seen today, these are warning bears. This is a signal that something else could happen any moment from now. It's appointed unto man once to die. After that judgment, you shall stand before God, and whose name will not be found in the book of life will be casted into the lake of fire. You don't want to turn from your wicked ways. Nobody is going to pursue you. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is destruction. There's a way that seemeth unto you, the end is destruction. Then Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. Only few are finding it. And then the same Jesus said, but broad is the way that leads to destruction. And so many are following the broad way to hell, the broad way of liars and fornicators and evildoers and all the wickedness and all the bad people. They are following the broad way that leads to destruction. And if that is where you want to go, that's okay. He that is just, let him be just still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is evil, let him be evil still. We shall know who is on the right path when the time will come. We have just a few minutes to round up, but I want to tell you, God is looking for intercessors. God is looking for prayer warriors. God is calling you today to come into his kingdom and be a prayer warrior and intercessor to intercede and to travail and prevail. Going to church to go and sit down is not enough. You've got to play your role. God wants you to be an intercessor, even right there in the church where you are worshiping. You need to be an intercessor to travail and prevail and intercede for souls to be saved, for things to begin to happen, for God to begin to move. Don't just go and wear new clothes and sit down in churches. That is not. You need to serve God in spirit and in truth. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is looking for intercessors and prayer warriors, people who will stay at the altar of prayer and intercession and weep like Esther and bring the hand of God down to planet Earth. May God find you today. May the Holy Spirit find you today. May you be that intercessor. May you be that prayer warrior who will travail and prevail in prayer until Jerusalem will become a praise on earth. Hey, Mikaba. Yandoria, Imblondo, Yokondoria, Eble, Kende, Eble, Kende. Ah, this call is a wonderful call. Don't miss it, oh. Hey. Ah, God said, I fought for a man. Ezekiel 22, verse 30. Ezekiel 22 verse 30, God said, I fought for a man. So God can still be seeking for somebody. God can still be looking around for somebody. God can still be looking for people who will be faithful enough to say, I'm in the place of intercessor and prayer and travail. God is looking for such people right now. You need to key into this calling. This is a clarion call from heaven. This is a special invitation. This is an employment. God wants to employ you in the place of intercession. And if you respond to this call, I tell you, you will not miss it. You will not miss what God has for you. He has so much in store for you. Job prayed for his friend, and God turned his captivity around. See, he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We are about to pray, but we have just one prayer to pray. God, I'm answering your call to be in the place of intercession. I've been playing pranks. It has been entertainment. Oh, I want to be on the altar like Esther. I want to travail. I want to prevail in the place of intercession. That's what God wants you to do right now. You need to come into this covenant with God. That as from now henceforth, you are not going to church just for entertainment purposes. You are going to church to be in the place of prayer, in the place of intercession, in the place of traveling and prevailing. Yes. You can even do that at your home, at your house, at your family, at your place of work. You can be an intercessor anywhere. Oh, yeah. Because there's so much to pray about. 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 Oh, yeah, there's so much to pray about. Look at the world around you. Just look at the whole world around you. You can tell that there is so much to pray about. There is so much to pray about. We want to pray right now. Wherever you are in any part of the world, I want you to make a decision today to be a child of God who will serve in the place of prayer and intercession. That's the only prayer. Yes, God, receive me as your child. Yes, receive me as your servant to be in the place of intercession. God, that's what I want to be. Yes, Lord, enough of fanfare, too much fanfare, no seriousness, no commitment, no dedication, entertainment industry, enough of those things. We need to be like Esther, to be at the place of intercession, for God to bring salvation and deliverance to our nation. God is depending on you. God is trusting on you. God is looking unto you to be the one we use in this end time. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you answer this call to the place of prayer and intercession. In the name of Jesus Christ, wherever you are in any part of the world joining us in this broadcast, please bow your head and pray. Rededicate your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Rededicate your life for God to use you like Esther. God used you like Daniel. God used you like Moses. God used you like Abraham to intercede. Like Job to intercede. God is looking for some intercessors who will intercede until things begin to happen. May God find you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be a restoration of our prayer life. A restoration. God, let there be a restoration of our prayer life. The years are the canker worm, the locusts, the palmer worms, and the caterpillars have eaten. Let there be a restoration of our prayer life, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be no lukewarmness and compromise in the house of God. Let there be a rededication, a refiring. Oh, yes, Lord, make us flaming fires. He make the ministers flaming fires. May you be the flaming fire of today in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
To give you praise. To give you glory. Yes. Pastor Ivan, tell us something. If somebody asks you, how can I become an intercessor? What will you tell the person?
Yeah. Become an intercessor.
Yes.
It's just a sacrifice. You know, you don't need to think about your own benefit.
Yes.
You have to stand up, and then by doing that too, God will also stand in your gap. You know, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes the benefit of standing in the gap is even more than what you expect. As God did it to Solomon and other prominent people in the Bible, Esther and the rest. So it's a sacrificial thing. You know, it's the love of God. I mean, like, it's like a do and die something. You know, if you don't love, if you don't have love for your nation, for your country, for your people, you cannot do that kind of intercession. So all that you need is love for the people, love for everybody. When you have that kind of unconditional love for your people, you'll be able to do the intercession for our nation or to save life. So all that you need is unconditional love for God and the people around you. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, that was a good answer. We thank God for that. Yes, yeah, so I want to thank everyone for participating in this program today. We really appreciate your effort. God bless you all. Thank you so much for being a part of what God is doing. We're going to continue tomorrow by 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Invite all your friends and everybody to come in, and God will do you all good. God bless you all abundantly. Jesus loves you. We love you too. Felicia and I will say a blessed and prosperous Christmas in advance in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you
Amen.
So much. May God be with you too. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Jesus is coming again. God bless you all. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. Jesus is coming again. Jesus coming again. Jesus coming again. Jesus coming again. Jesus coming again. Are you ready? Jesus coming again. Are you ready? Jesus is coming again. Jesus. Are you ready? Jesus is coming again. Are you ready? Jesus is coming again.